let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jeremy Wade returns to television in Discovery Channel's captivating new series that brings him to the water's edge to investigate reports of the unimaginable and unexplained in Jeremy Wade's Dark Waters. Named one of the most interesting people on TV by USA Today, Jeremy is a TV presenter taking Animal Planet audiences on incredible journeys on the hit series River Monsters, one of the most watched and most successful programs in the network's history. Considered the world's most fearless explorer, a biologist, extreme angler, author, he co-wrote Somewhere Down the Crazy River in 1992, now considered to be a classic of angling literature. A special interest in rivers and freshwater fish, he's been traveling to the world's most remote rivers for 35 years, and that journey continues. The all-new series Jeremy Wade's Dark Waters, spotlighting the bizarre, the weird, the mysterious, investigating, baffling, and unsolved mysteries, Fridays, 10 Eastern Pacific on Discovery Channel, and Jeremy Wade back with us on This Week in America. Jeremy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello there, Rick. It's good to be here.
It is really exciting to see what unfolds during this season of Dark Waters, and you describe this as a detective series with a difference. Talk about that. What makes this series unique from the others?
Well, the thing about River Monsters, which lots of people are familiar with now, that tended to be the kind of story that started off with would be somebody is in the water and maybe they get bitten or maybe they get pulled under, that kind of thing. It's
yes.
Whodunit. What I'm doing now, I'm sort of going around and looking at those other stories that don't quite fit into that category, because over the years I hear all sorts of things, and there are other stories as well, and I've sort of been putting these in a mental folder over the years and now's my chance to look into some of those.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that you hear other stories with all the years that you've been out there. I'm sure you have. How do you sort of separate those that, okay, these may be good, we need to explore these? How did you pick the stories, for example, for this series?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it for a long time now, so you almost get a bit of a sixth sense.
Yes.
And I mean, a lot of what you hear, it's absolutely true that stories will mutate in the telling, so they become exaggerated, they become distorted, but often there was something there that started it all off. So very often what you do is you try and talk to more than one person, and you're sort of triangulating. It's a bit like, I don't know, it's a bit like just even fishing around your local area. You hear rumors about somebody caught a fish in a particular place, and it's like, well, I need to talk to more people. How reliable is that? Are they just trying to put me off the scent or what? So an awful lot of it starts before actually arriving. And the thing is, it's very important when I'm making a TV program, because we want to get a result. We want to actually produce something that we're going to show to the cameras. So we don't just go running off checking out anything. So it's something that we have to... I reckon I've got a good chance of finding something just in a matter of a couple of weeks filming to film.
Well, talk about the challenges of that, because you are filming, you're doing a television production, you are on a time schedule, you're there, you know what you want, what you expect going in. What happens? Are there times when it's like, okay, this just, the creature we're after just really isn't cooperating, this is just not working on schedule?
Yeah, I mean, there are cases when they don't cooperate,
yes.
And there have been times where it has gone right to the wire, and when that happens, that there is a certain amount of desperation creeping in, and I think that comes across in the programs. Sometimes it is possible to stay a little bit longer. A couple of times in the past, making River Monsters, I might have gone back. But generally speaking, that's not possible when you've got a full schedule. And there's something about having limited time. I mean, you know, I used to think it was a bit of a disadvantage, and in one sense it is a disadvantage. But in another sense, what it does, it really concentrates your mind, so that when I'm fishing, I'm sort of interrogating what I'm doing. Am I fishing effectively. And if I feel that I am, that's good. But if I feel that I'm not, well, what's wrong? What am I doing wrong? What do I need to change? So having limited time sometimes can be a bit of a good thing.
Jeremy Wade with us on the program. He's back on Discovery Channel with Jeremy Wade's Dark Secrets. You'll see it Friday nights, 10 Eastern Pacific. Let's talk about, for example, one of the episodes and how you got this idea, because I understand you're chasing a lead on this. This is the return of the Outback Beast. You're chasing a lead. You end up going to Eastern Australia to investigate. How did this whole story come about? Give us a little background on this.
Well, this is almost a story that is in the River Monsters mold. This was quite a vague story. They often are vague stories. And what happens? What we were told was that a couple of guys managed to sink their fishing boat somehow. So they went back a couple of weeks later, and they are trying to retrieve it. And there's something in the water which is going for them. Something large in the water. Now, this is not part of Australia where you've got crocodiles, so what could it have been? And according to a lot of people, well, there's nothing there. There's nothing that it could be. There used to be something in Australia. There used to be a fish, a large fish that, by some accounts, is now pretty much extinct. Is that a possible culprit? So these two things coming together, I wanted to go along and find out. Well, maybe it is this fish that is responsible for this story.
We'll be watching Friday nights, 10 Eastern Pacific on Discovery Channel, Jeremy Wade's Dark Waters. We talked before when you were talking about the series Mighty River, and talking about the problem of pollution in our oceans, in our rivers. Are you still seeing that? Have we made any progress?
Still seeing that, and the trend is quite worrying. The thing that I wanted to do with Dark Waters, though, as well, was actually show some good news stories, and we found them, which was great. There are people all over the world, all sorts of different places, doing things to try and help the rivers. And what's encouraging, sometimes it's not, you're not talking big organizations, you're talking maybe one person, a couple of people, a small group of people, they're doing things. And we've actually heard some of the stories that we featured. For example, we featured a couple of scientists in India who've worked out a way of spotting pollution in rivers, in the Ganges in particular, and they do that by infrared filming and then enhancing the film so you can actually see the pollution, which is normally invisible. Not only that, you can track it back to its source. And we've heard from them, and they are saying that since the program came out, things have got better. Things are moving in the right direction. So that, that there is hope, certainly, but I think it is still something that is not being taken as seriously as it should be, particularly. It's not just fish that need clean, unpolluted water. We need it as
yes.
well. If we don't get, it's vitally important for us.
You described yourself once as an accidental anthropologist, and that's one of the nice things about what you do. We get to see you connect the people and the cultures with the actual stories. Did it start out that way, or was that just sort of an evolution of the storytelling process?
Yeah, that was an evolution of it, really. My focus when I first started traveling was very much the fish. But in order to catch the fish, I've got to get local information, so I've got to talk to people. But what I found was that in many parts of the world, not so much in North America now, not so much in Europe, but in parts of the world, that there is this very strong connection with the river, which part of that is to do with feeding yourself from the river. And the fact that I was going to these places, and I wasn't just observing people and talking to them, I shared their interests. And this, there is this thing where fishing is a sort of international language. And I think I just got to know people a lot better than I would have done if I was just
yes.
traveling through without that interest in fish. And so, yeah, I just suddenly realized I am seeing human life in a way that I wouldn't do if I wasn't there looking at the fish.
We've got a couple minutes left, and that's interesting because as we're watching, for example, Alaska's Lost River Kings, it's more than just a great story. We realize the king salmon is really what the lifeblood of the population there.
Yes, I mean, it is such an incredible story, king salmon. Like, you've got that epic life cycle. But just sort of stepping back from it and looking at what they do in terms of, they are transferring nutrients from the sea hundreds and even thousands of miles inland. So trees that grow in Alaska, vegetation that grows in Alaska is actually making use of nutrients that came from hundreds of miles away in the sea. I mean, it really is such a brilliant example of how things are interconnected in nature, which we very often lose sight of.
It's a fascinating series, new from Jeremy Wade. It's Jeremy Wade's Dark Waters, Fridays 10 Eastern Pacific on Discovery Channel. Jeremy, always a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America. Of course, you'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.